This is the P&P in the Snap, sneaking a quick lesson into your busy schedule so you could pass that exam. Let's snap in. This is KB, and welcome to another episode of P&P in the Snap. Today's episode is about risk, threats, and opportunities. Let's start with risk. Risk is an aspect of uncertainty because a risk is an uncertain event or condition that, if it occurs, has a positive or negative effect on one or more project objectives. Negative risks are called threats, and positive risks are called opportunities. All projects have risks because they are unique undertakings with varying degrees of uncertainty. As a project manager, or if you're part of a project team, you should proactively identify risks throughout the project to avoid or minimize the impacts of threats and maximize the impacts of opportunities. Both threats and opportunities have a set of possible response strategies that can be planned for implementation should the risk occur. In order to navigate risk effectively, the project team needs to know what level of risk exposure is acceptable in pursuit of the project objectives. You can get this from your organization and stakeholders and should be able to communicate this to the project team. Now, let's talk about threats. A threat is an event or condition that, if it occurs, has a negative impact on one or more objects. There are five strategies you can consider when dealing with a threat. First one, avoid. Threat avoidance is when the project team acts to eliminate the threat or protect the project from its impact. Number two, escalate. Escalation is appropriate when the project team or the project sponsor agrees that a threat is outside the scope of the project or that the proposed response would exceed the project manager's authority. Number three, transfer. Transfer involves shifting ownership of a threat to a third party to manage the risk and to bear the impact if the threat occurs. Number four, mitigate. This action is taken to reduce the probability of occurrence and/or the impact of a threat. Mitigation is more effective if the action is taken early on the project than trying to solve it after the situation happens. And the fifth one is accept. Accepting a threat acknowledges the existence of a threat, but no proactive action is planned. Actively accepting risk can include developing a contingency plan that would be triggered if the event occurred, or it can include passive acceptance, which means do nothing. Moving on to opportunities. Opportunities are events or conditions that, if they occur, have a positive impact on one or more project objectives. There are five alternative strategies to consider when dealing with opportunities. First one, exploit. This is a response strategy whereby the project team acts to ensure that an opportunity occurs. Number two, escalate. Just like in threats, this opportunity response is used when the project team or the project sponsor agrees that an opportunity is outside the scope of the project or the proposed response will exceed the project manager's authority. Number three, share. Opportunity sharing involves allocating ownership of an opportunity to a third party who is best able to capture the benefit of that opportunity. Number four is enhance. This is when the project team acts to increase the probability of an occurrence or impact of an opportunity. Early enhancement action is more often effective than trying to improve the opportunity after it has occurred. And number five is accept. Accepting an opportunity acknowledges its existence, but no proactive action is planned. Once a set of risk response has been developed, it should be reviewed to see whether the planned responses have added any secondary risk. Response planning should be repeated until it's within the risk appetite of the organization and/or sponsor. That is your P&P in a Snap. We'll talk again next week.